AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Iran has shot down a U.S. drone and says it's ready for war, though it says it does not intend to go to war.
A U.S. official speaking to the Associated Press says a U.S. drone flying in international airspace over the Strait of Hormuz has been shot down by an Iranian surface-to-air missile. The commander of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard said live on Iranian state television the shootdown sent a clear message to America. General Hossein Salama added that Iran does not have any intention for war with any country, but added that Iran is ready for war. The Revolutionary Guard said the drone was shot down over Iranian airspace. I'm Mike Rossia.
Police in Sacramento say an officer's been shot dead by a gunman who kept firing for hours. Police Chief Dave Paletta.
This continues to be an active incident. We will provide additional information with more detail as we continue to take every step to peacefully resolve this situation.
Officer Tara O'Sullivan was among the officers responding to a domestic violence call when she was shot dead. She was 26 years old. Joe Biden says there's not a racist bone in his body and he has nothing to apologize for, as fellow Democratic presidential candidates slam him for saying the Senate got things done with civility years ago, even with segregationist senators. Have you ever gotten a surprise medical bill? You go to the hospital emergency room and weeks or even months later, you get a bill for what are labeled out-of-network charges. They could amount to thousands of dollars. A just-released study says that happens about once in every six times somebody goes to the hospital or is taken to the emergency room. Next week, a Senate panel votes on a bill that would address this. The Fed is leaving its key interest rate unchanged, but signals it's prepared to start cutting rates if need be. This is AP Radio News. A new poll shows Americans prefer a space program that focuses on potential asteroid impacts, scientific research, and using robots to explore the cosmos over sending human beings back to the moon or on to Mars. This is a survey from the Associated Press and the NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. It was released just this morning, 1 month before the 50th anniversary of the first lunar landing. Asteroid and comet monitoring was the number one desired objective for the U.S. space program. An independent UN report has found credible evidence to warrant further investigation into the possible role of the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman in the killing of the Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The report includes audio recordings from inside the consulate where he was killed. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.